This is Ted Kennedy. As Congress and the White House learned the hard way, the most important test of a budget deal is that it has to be fair. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, reducing the budget deficit is our number one domestic priority. Achieving a fair compromise is essential because it's the only way to avoid the destructive automatic cuts required by the Graham-Rudman law. But it's a bitter pill, and it's harder to swallow because of the irresponsible tactics of special interest groups. They're playing politics with the economy in order to escape their fair share of the sacrifice required. The initial try for a compromise failed because it flunked the test of fairness. It put excessive burdens on the elderly and on low- and middle-income workers and let wealthy taxpayers off the hook. It also penalized many states disproportionately. That was too high a cost to pay for a budget deal, Al. We have to do better. Doing nothing is worse.
Ted, don't turn this most serious of national problems into petty, snide party politics. In the Democrat-controlled House and Senate, your own party's votes would have been quite enough to pass the budget package without any Republicans. Ted, the responsibility for sane budgeting belongs to every single American, Republicans and Democrats alike, not just to Congress. The fiscal health of our nation is really at stake here. Ted, why is it that a mad foreign power threatening America can make us all unite, but when just as serious a crisis endangers the very fabric and security of our nation, the solutions are then prey to partisan name-calling and special interest moaning? Ted, you don't just want to pass the buck, you want to spend it first. Are you going to help make the tough political decisions you were hired on by the people to make, or will it be monetary manana for you one more time? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on congressional lobby groups who frighten senior citizens into donating contributions. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.